sisters.
愿神祝福你们。
And God bless you all.
过去 这两天、看到雨降下来。
The past few days, we see rain.
我发现我们在家里面、谢饭祷告的时候。
And I've realized in our own family when we、give thanks before a meal.
我们为着这个乌云密布，然后呢降下倾盆大雨的这种天气，我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord for rain that has poured down upon us.
很喜欢下雨的天气。
We really love rainy days.
这个又下雨又寒冷的天气一来了。
When it rains, then the cold breeze.
小孩兴奋得不得了。
The kids really get excited.
那个雨鞋雨伞拿起来了。
So umbrellas and rain boots come out.
奇怪的就是他们不记得要穿夹克。
But they don't remember to put on their jacket.
然后 就跑到院子里去玩。
And they'll run through the yard to play.
那更奇怪的是，这个狗也是下了雨就发疯了。
And our dog also goes crazy when it rains.
我们家这只狗五六月份来到我们家之后就没有见过雨。
After our dog has entered into our family for 5 months ago, it's never seen rain.
昨天早上第一次碰到雨。
And it's the first time he experienced rain.
他就在外面，真的是疯狂的在里面跑。
And was running around wildly.
所以雨是好的。
So rain is good.
所以现在才想到，常常我们主日聚会的时候，我们很想到就是说，哇，你看今天太阳出来了，真是感谢神啊。
Sometimes when we're worshiping or when we see the sun come out, we praise God for that.
太阳出来了，看到蓝色的天空，白色的云。
When it's blue skies and white fluffy clouds,
yeah, 为这样好的天气感谢神。
And we thank God for such good weather.
结果我们发现，当乌云密布、雨大雨倾盆的时候，我们也是感谢神好天气。
But we also thank the Lord for cloudy days and when rain pours down upon us.
那当然，这是看我们这许多时候，当我们看这个天气的时候，什么叫做好天气啊？
But when we look at the weather forecast, well, what does it mean to have good weather?
我们就发现原来许多时候这个所谓的好天气是跟我们心情有关系的。
And we realize the weather is closely tied to our mood.
你这个怕热的人啊，太阳出来了，你不会觉得是好天气。
If you don't like the heat, of course, when it's sunny, you don't like the weather.
是不是？如果刚好你心情郁闷。就像刚刚慧刚讲的，有些人呢，这个选举的这个起伏啊，过去这几天心情就是不好。
Or if you are downcast, as our chairman shared that maybe because of the election results, you may be downcast.
一般的这个晴空万里的天气让你心情愉快，因为你心情不好，现在晴空万里，你也觉得你要对这个天气生气。
So when it's great weather outside, if your mood is down, then you won't like the weather.
那同样的，你因为下雨天生活不方便，或者是你的这个因为这个这个气候寒冷，或者是整个天空是这样灰灰的，影响你，你会不喜欢。
Similarly, when it's gray outside or it's raining and it's an inconvenience, of course you won't like it.
可是呢，当你想到你的家里面的这些蔬果，因为神降了雨，你不用再付钱那昂贵的水费，你也许心里面就高兴。
But you may be happy because of the rain, you don't have to worry about turning your sprinklers on and paying the water bill.
那像我们的孩子下了雨，他们因为是出去玩呐，所以他们就高兴。
So of course, my kids, when it's raining, they go run outside and they're happy.
那我的狗出去玩，全身湿淋淋的，回来要被我亲。昨天身体擦了它大概四五次。
Of course, our dog comes in all muddy, and Cindy had to wipe him down 4 or 5 times.
那也许心里面就会觉得这个下雨天还是不方便。
Then you may think that rainy days are not so good.
可是到底晴天或雨天是好天气还是坏天气呢？
But is it good or bad weather when it's either sunny outside or raining?
那我们就发现这个东西到底是好或是坏，我们人的层面是用我们的主观去接受去反映它。
So however you see it is based on your own
subjective. 可是呢，当我们看事情的时候，我们从神的供应的层面来看的时候，是不是都是好的呢？
But when we look at it from a perspective that all things are provided by God, then wouldn't it all be good?
晴天是好天气。
Clear sunny days is good weather.
雨天也是好天气啊。
Well, rainy days is good weather.
那是怎么看？你那是从我们怎么样去看这件事情本身是不是神的祝福？
It's how you view it, and if it's according to God's blessing.
我们今天在看哥林多前书第七章。
Today we'll be studying 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章啊，是在整本圣经里面。 我们如果要想到关于神对婚姻的心意的时候，是一个讲得很透彻的一卷书，一篇一章经文。
When we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it has a good description of marriage.
很多时候当我们在想到自己的婚姻，或想到我们朋友的婚姻，或者是弟兄姐妹们在婚姻当中面对需要的时候， 我们会想神的话怎么说的时候，我们就回来，我们要看哥林多前书第七章。So
when we think about our own marriage, or we look at our friend's marriage, or what God has to say about marriage, we would come back to God's word in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
圣经是一本神将他的心意呈现给我们的一本书。
The Bible is a book that includes God's revelation to us and his heart.
我们为什么要读圣经? 我们为什么要讲圣经?
Why should we read the Bible and talk about the Bible?
为什么我们讲到的时候需要将圣经里面神的话我们要讲传讲出来?
Why is it when we preach, we want to preach God's word?
当我们在听到的时候，在聚会的时候，为什么我们要去听神的话？然后我们要，因为我们要看见神的心意。
And when we gather to worship and we listen to God's word, why do we want to hear and listen to God's will and heart?
可是圣经神的话不是一本规条。
But the Bible is not just a book of laws and regulations.
它不是律法，它也不是规定。
It's not laws or regulations.
圣经里面是有讲到一些我们可能看到是知道它是律法和规定。
There are some parts of the Bible that do talk about laws and regulations.
可是律法和规定不是神话语要给我们的最重要的一个信息。
But the most important message in the Bible is not just regarding laws and regulations.
最重要的信息，甚至是借着这些律法和规定，神要让我们能够认识他，认识他的爱，然后认识他的心意。
The most important message throughout the Bible is so that we can understand and get to know God Himself and God's heart and will.
弟兄姐妹，圣经不是一本讲婚姻的书。
The Bible is not a book that talks about marriage.
可是圣经里面讲到婚姻。
But it does talk about marriage.
而且它既然是神的话，既然讲到婚姻，我们就要借着神的话，对婚姻的讲解，我们要去认识神。
So if it is God's word and God's will and heart, then regarding the topic of marriage, we need to go back to God's word.
我刚刚说到了，在哥林多前书第七章这一篇经文，是在整本圣经里面很突出的讲到婚姻的一段记载。
And this particular passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it talks about marriage.
可是弟兄姐妹，神对于婚姻的这个观念的教导，不是只存在哥林多前书第七章啊。
But there are other parts of the Bible where God reveals certain points or views about marriage.
神对婚姻的这个设立和这个观念的分享和教导，是从创世的开始，创世纪第一章开始提到，一直到启示录里面，神的话都提到婚姻。
Actually, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, God's word speaks about marriage.
也就是说神在人的创造和整个人类的历史一直到主耶稣基督再来天国降临的时候在这个整个人类历史的这个生活当中神要我们对他的婚姻有一个正确的了解。
So throughout history of mankind from creation all the way throughout the history and the existence of man, God has a specific revelation about the topic of marriage.
今天只有这样子一堂的讲到，我们没有时间去把整个神对婚姻所有的信息和心意能够讲得透彻。
Of course, we can't thoroughly go over every single message or passage in the Bible that refers to, that talks about marriage.
我盼望明年或往后，我们在教会里面会有机会去真的让我们能够更深刻、更深入的去了解这个神对婚姻的心意。
I hope maybe next year we'll have some time to look at the topic of marriage through God's word as a whole and go deeper into the topic of marriage.
但是今天呢？ 我想我们能够借着这样子短短一堂的时间，我们能够在神的面前，我们要领受。But
today, using this passage, we can be able to receive something from the Lord.
我们至少要认清这一个主题是神所重视的。But
we have to be familiar and understand that this particular passage is a God holds very important.
那么我也想要在一开始的时候，我想要让各位知道。
But before I begin, I want everyone to know,
当我们在讲这段信息的时候，弟兄姐妹,
when we talk about this particular passage,
刘长老和我不会是刻意的往教会里面某个弟兄或某个姐妹或者是你们哪一位的婚姻里面我们再去做构想去再做影射。
So when Pastor Alex and I prepare for these messages, we don't necessarily start thinking about certain brothers and sisters as we prepare this message.
我们不会针对你这个在听的人，然后呢去做这个讲一番话。
We won't intentionally prepare our message for specific brothers and sisters.
可是呢，我们注重的是神的话。But
we hold God's word very important.
我们注重的是圣灵要怎么样将他的话能够带入到我们每一个人的生命当中。
We focus on how will the Spirit allow these words to enter into our hearts.
我们的祷告也是愿意神的话能够对我们说话，能够对你来说话。
And through prayer, of course, we pray that God's word will speak to us and speak to every one of you.
神 对婚姻的重视，也必要是成为我们对婚姻的重视。So
God holds marriage as up high and very important. So we should hold marriage as very important.
婚姻在人类的社会和人类的生活当中是不可分离的。You
can't separate marriage from society or people's lives.
是不是这个人一个男人与女人之间的结合的这种婚姻的结合是这个设立是与人类的生活是不能分开的。The
union between a man and a woman through marriage, you cannot separate from people's lives.
可是你知道吗？这个一个男人跟女人结合的这个设立的这个关系的状态，虽然是 虽然是人类的一个这个生活当中的一个设立，却不是人所设立的。But
this plan or this design of union between a man and a woman in marriage is not something that was designed by man.
我知道这个观念对我们许多人来讲是新的。This
may be a new concept for all of us.
男人跟女人之间的这个结合，这个婚姻关系的设立，是我们人类生活的一种设立，可是不是人所设立的。So
this design of this union between a man and a woman in marriage is not designed by man.
因为这个是神所设立的。
Because it is designed by God.
神在创造人的时候，我们在创世纪第一章、第二章很清楚的看见，当神造了这个万物之后。
And we see in the very beginning in creation, once God created all living things,
神造了人。
And then God created man.
神告诉人说你要掌管治理这个世界。
God tells man that you need to have authority over this world.
然后神就造了这个人，他造了男人，他造了女人，然后他说你们要结合在一起。
Then he created man and woman and told them that you need to be in union or united.
这个婚姻的设立和婚姻的结合是神的是神的设定，是神的计划。
And this is according to God's design and plan.
而且你知道这个婚姻的设立是在罪进入到这个世界之前。
And this plan and design was before sin entered into the world.
可惜的。
What's unfortunate is,
就是当罪进入到这个世界当中之后，
when sin entered into the world,
不但是人跟神之间的这个关系受到了污染，
not only is the relationship between man and God corrupted,
不但是人因为违逆了神，顶撞了神，不顺服神，而使得人跟神之间的关系分隔了，
and because of man'swickedness and sin and rebellion against God, that relationship was broken.
这个神在他完美美好的创造当中所设立的这个婚姻。
And within God's perfect plan and design of marriage,
也受到了污染，也受到了罪的影响。
Was also affected and corrupted by sin.
可是弟兄姐妹，婚姻的设立不但是神给人的一个极大的祝福。
But not only is marriage a huge blessing to man,
使得人的生命可以延续。
So that man's life can be extended.
是不是使得人类的历史能够不断的推进。
And that the history of man can go on and continue.
神也让我们看见婚姻的设立，人类的婚姻的设立，是神为了要让神能够反映出他跟他所爱的子民之间的关系。
And the marriage of between a man and woman can also reflect the love that God has for His people.
在旧约里面，不论你是摩西五经，不论是历史的书信，不论是先知书，不论是智慧书信、箴言、传道书、诗篇里面。都用婚姻来描述神与他子民之间 那种爱的关系。
So whether if it is the law of Moses, the Pentateuch, or the wisdom books, or the historical books, or the prophets, it all manifests or reveals God's plan and intention of marriage.
你更不用说我们读过以弗所书的时候，我们看见第五章里面神就将主耶稣基督跟他的教会之间的关系比作一个丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
And in Ephesians chapter 5 we read that the relationship between Jesus and the church is modeled afterthe marriage between a man and a woman.
主耶稣基督在世上所做的第一个神迹，
the first miracle by Jesus
是在迦拿的一个婚宴上面所做的，是不是？
was performed in a wedding in Cana.
他把水变为酒，
and he turned water into wine.
主耶稣基督在世上第一个神迹要彰显他是神道成肉身降到世上，是在一个婚宴上。
The first miracle of Jesus coming onto this earth in the flesh was during a wedding.
这不是一个机遇，这不是一个凑巧。
It's not a coincidence.
因为他就是要在这个婚姻当中让人看见他是这个设立婚姻，在婚姻当中掌权的神，就是创世的神。
Because he wants people to see that within this wedding between a union of a man and a woman, he is the one that planned and designed marriage and the creator.
好了，可是这样子对婚姻的认识，弟兄姐妹，我们有吗？
But do we have this right understanding of marriage?
我们每一个人对婚姻都有一个概念。
We all have our own concept or understanding of marriage.
这个概念可能是我们从我们父母的婚姻当中所得来的。
And this understanding may come from our own parents.
什么叫做婚姻？
What is marriage?
你要描述的时候，你就想，哦，我父母婚姻是怎么样？我所认识的旁边的人的婚姻怎么样？那这个叫婚姻。
So when you describe a wedding, you would describe what you understand of it from your parents or your friends or people around you.
我们对婚姻的认识很了解，可能是从我们在社会当中所观察到 或接触到的婚姻，我们来对婚姻有一个定义。
Or our understanding of marriage is probably through society or the people in society or people around you.
我们对婚姻的观念也是受到了这个电视、电影、电视这个里面的所演的剧，我们所读的这个小说里面所描述出来的婚姻，不但是反映出我们的概念，影响着我们的概念。
Or our understanding maybe may come from media such as television shows, drama shows, or novels that you read that not onlygives us a certain perspective or it may affect our understanding.
我知道我从小长大，我从来不知道婚姻是神所设立的。
So as I was growing up, I did not know that marriage was designed by God.
弟兄姐妹，你知道为什么今天我们在社会上面看到对婚姻有这么多的这个错综复杂的这个情形，就是因为没有一个客观的一个定义。
Do you know why that today there's so many complications and complications or fallouts in marriage is because there is no good understanding or foundation of what marriage truly is.
Yeah, 没有一个客观的标准。There's no like an objective standard in which we can come to know what a marriage should be.所以我们可以了解，所以这个很容易的就可以看见为什么会问题这么多，为什么婚姻当中或我们社会上面这个家庭关系会出现这么多的混乱，会出现这么多的误会，会出现这么多的问题。
So that's why it's easy to understand there's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misunderstanding between within a marriage.
男大当娶，女大当嫁。If you become an adult and you're a responsible man or woman, then you naturally marry. 为什么男大当嫁？为什么女大这个男大当娶，女大当嫁呢？ Why should it be natural that everybody should be married? Right? 你怎么回答？
So how do you respond to that question?
这是天经地义的事情。
Because it's something you do.
That's just how everything has always been. That's how things are.这个理由够解释你要一生一世的跟着一个人去过生活吗？
Is that a good answer for you and for you to spend the rest of your life with the other person?
那当然当中是有很多的喜乐，可是我们也看见当中会有很多的痛苦。
Of course, there's a lot of joy in this, but there's also a lot of suffering.
没知识的人以为天经地义，大家都要去结婚，所以就去结婚，然后就受苦。
So people that don't have a good understanding, they'll just get married because it's the thing to do, the right thing to do, and they'll suffer.
今天这个有知识的，有这个见识的人，他们就发现这不天经地义啊。
Well, then you can see that people that are maybe educated or have a higher education, they may question it and say, this is not something that's normal.
古时候的社会可能借着婚姻可以让我的生活得到品质上面一定的提升，可是今天不需要，我靠自己就好了。
So historically, marriage may raise my living conditions or status through marriage, but today I can just rely on my own ability.
所以今天不需要婚姻了，是不是？
So then today, I don't really need marriage.
好，你说婚姻是人跟人之间一个爱的最完美、最高尚的一个层次。
Or you may say marriage is just the climax of two people in love.
当两个人相爱到一个地步，已经跟这个世界上面没有再比这个更浓郁的爱的时候，那两个人就要走上婚姻之路。Well,
when two people already fall madly in love with each other, and there's no other standard which they can measure love, then for each other, then they go on the path of marriage.
你是不是今天很多人是这样子想的？
Do you think that way?
是一个，就是是一个憧憬吧，是不是？ 是一个你很向往的一种爱的境界。
It's something that you long for.
好，如果这是定义的话， 那为什么一定要一个男的跟一个女的相爱才能结婚呢？
Well then, if that's the standard, well then why does it have to be between a man and a woman?
是不是前几年在美国才有了这许许多多的这个当中的许多的这个争执？
Was there just a few years ago that there was this conflict?
我两个男人也可以相爱，爱到一个地步，这世界上没有别的爱可以相比的。那为什么你不让我结婚？
Well, if there's that type of love or that degree of love between a man and a man, why would we not allow them to be married?
为什么两个女人不可以相爱，爱到一个地步，比这个世界上面没有任何的关系可以比较？那为什么你不让我用婚姻来代表我的爱呢？
Similarly, between a woman and a woman.
那婚姻从人的角度上面来看，如果是人的定义、人的设立，那当然你要怎么样去定义它，你要怎么样去接受它，都可以。
Of course, if it is man's design and plan, and according to man's standard, you can do it however you want.
你说，那当然要结婚啊，结婚要传宗接代啊。Then
you may say, of course you want to get married because you want to carry on the family name.
那为什么要传宗接代啊？Why
carry on the family name?
好像有一点自私。It's
almost selfish.
好像有点自大。Or
conceited.
你的这个家，你的这个姓，你的这个人，你为什么非得要把你自己所拥有的，你觉得你一定要在你的后代上面反映出来呢？
So what's so great about your name and passing it on so that you can continue your family name?
你的后代看着你，可能还不想反映出你的样子。
And your descendants may not even reflect how you are.
那我们大家都不，今天都不太敢提了，但是 我知道有人有这样的心态，那当然呢，你要结婚你才能生孩子啊，生了孩子以后才有人来照顾你啊，对不对？养儿防老。And
it is that way because once you get married, you'll have kids and you'll have someone to take care of you when you get old.
哎，今天的人很聪明啊。But
today people are smart.
你想要养儿防老，那个儿子或女儿不一定想要来照顾你啊。
And you want your children to take care of you, but they may not want to take care of you.
那今天就，然后那有人今天也发现了，那为什么一定要结婚才能生孩子呢？
And today, maybe people will question, well, why do you have to get married to have kids?
我们都知道生孩子这件事情不过是一个生理机能而已，你不用结婚，你照样可以生得出孩子。
We know that having kids is biological, but you don't need to be married to have kids.
是不是你甚至自己一个人，你都可以生得出孩子？You
can also give birth by yourself on your own.
今天科技发达到一个地步，已经非常的这个离谱的，连你是一个单身的男人，你是一个单身的女人，你去这个生育诊所中心里面，你可以搞出一个孩子来。Today
we're so advanced that just a single man and a single woman they can go to a fertility clinic and still have a child.
因为对于神在人类的创造当中和神对婚姻的心意里面没有一个认识了解，我们怎么样想怎么样走都可以。Because
without following God's plan and will and His standard, we can do whatever we want.
你知道哥林多前书第七章这里，很明显我们看见保罗是针对哥林多那边的信徒的提问所做出来的回应。And
in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we see here, this is according to Paul's response to a question that was asked by church members in the Corinthian church.
是不是？因为他在第一七章第一节他就说了，论到你们信上所提的，表示他们曾经写信给保罗，问了关于这个婚姻的问题。
You can see it very clearly in verse 1. It says, now concerning the matters about which you wrote.
事实上，他们不是只是问婚姻。
Of course, they're not only asking about matters of marriage.
他们问到那个单身的人。
They also asked about the single person.
他们问到结婚的人,
or the married person.
他们问到离婚的人,
or the divorced person.
他们问到这个, 信徒之间的婚姻, 然后呢, 他们问到, 如果婚姻当中有一个是不信的, 有一个是信的, 要该怎么样的去面对?
And they also asked about, well, what about a married couple or one of the persons in the marriage is not a believer. How do they face these challenges?
上周刘长老跟我们分享的很清楚。
Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us very clearly.
让我们看见这个哥林多当时他们所处的这个社会文化环境里面。
And he explained what the culture was like and the norms was like in the city of Corinth at that time.
所以他们对婚姻 的概念事实上是很混杂的。
So they have a mixed, complicated understanding of marriage.
哥林多是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
And the city of Corinth was under the rule of Rome.
罗马的帝国是希腊文化的延续和扩展。
The Roman Empire was actually a continuation of the Greek culture and Greeks' influence.
他们是人种文化的一个大熔炉。
It's a melting pot of cultures.
他们不是一种人，他们不是一种文化。
It's not one type of person or one type of culture.
他们也不是一种宗教。
And it's not one religion.
所以他们没有一种哲学，一种这个道德标准来跟随。
So they don't have a standard of morality or ethics.
他们不像犹太人,
they're not like the Jews.
他们有旧约的圣经,
the Jews have the Old Testament to follow.
他们有旧约圣经里面神对于家庭、对于婚姻、对于这个生命，不论你是结婚也好、单身也好的一种生活上面的一种准则和一种概念。
They have certain perspective or concepts regarding life and marriage or relationships between a married couple in the Old Testament.
可是哥林多的信徒是从各处各地各样的背景来到一起，然后呢，他们听见了福音，然后他们认识了主，然后他们重生了的一群外邦人的基督徒。
But the people of Corinth were from all walks of life and all from different places and backgrounds. They all came together and believed in Jesus and came to know Jesus.
然后他们开始了解了他们新的生命的宝贵。
So they start to understand the value of this new life.
他们了解到了他们自身的罪。 他们在神的面前认罪悔改，接受了主耶稣基督，欢喜快乐的要走一个成圣的公义的生活。
And they were joyous to know that their sins have been forgiven after receiving the Lord Jesus, and they're on their path of sanctification to become to live a holy life.
他们开始看圣经，听传道人圣经的教导，然后他们开始愿意在他们的生活当中去走这条蒙福的路。
And they started to listen to God's word and study God's word, and they're on the path to living a holy life.
可是虽然他们有一个新的生命,
even though they have this new life in Christ,
他们在他们的思想上面，在他们的生活当中，仍然有许许多多这些这个属世的老我的包袱。
But of course, they still carry the baggage of their old self and their old way of thinking.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这不就像我们一样吗?
Isn't that like very much like us today?
这就像我们一样。
It is like us.
我想对我们当中这个年轻的弟兄姐妹或孩子们, 说一句话。
I'd like to say something to our young people.
你们在教会里面成长。
You grow up in the church.
你们因为父母是神的儿女，所以呢，他们带领你来认识神。
And you come to church because your parents are believers.
所以你在你的思想和观念上面，你可以开始认识到神的话语对你的生活的安排和他的心意。
So you can come to understand what God's will and plan is for your life.
但是你们许多人根本才没有想到结婚的事情。
Of course, you may not even think that far ahead to marriage.
可是今天你有这个神的恩典。 你能够听见说，原来婚姻是神从创世的时候就已经设定的，而且在他的美好的这个供应当中，他有他美好的计划。But
you have God's grace that you can come to know God's plan and will in marriage ever since creation.
这个对你的未来是会带给你。 一种安稳，而且是会给你带给你一种这个盼望和喜乐的。And
this will bring you security and hope and joy for the future, for your future.
所以，当你看见你自己的父母或者是你身旁的人没有走上神的这个心意，你看见不对劲，或者是你看见不好的层面的时候，你不要去苛责他们。
But when you see marriages that are having trouble with amongst the people in your life, don't judge them.
因为很多时候，你的这些父母或者是你旁边的这些人，他们没有神的话。Because
maybe sometimes your parents or the people around you, they don't have God's word to guide them.
或者说他们还在神的话语上面在学习。
Or they're still learning about God's word and how to apply God's word.
上周刘长老给我们很大的，当中我相信很多弟兄姐妹很好的一个这个鼓励和安慰。Of
course, last week I believe Pastor Alex gave words of encouragement.
在神的话以外，我们不会了解原来单身也是蒙福的。Because
outside of God's word, you would never come to know that being single is actually a blessing.
如果我们知道有人这个是单身，可以是神的祝福，那我们就不会为了我们的关心或爱心，去好像整天就在那些单身的弟兄姐妹们的面前问说你怎么还不结婚？你怎么还不结婚？什么问题啊？要不帮你介绍人呢？Because
if we have a good understanding that being single can also be a blessing, we wouldn't go around and rush people to get into relationships and rush them into marriage.
那是因为他们没有就从小能够从神的话语里面看见一种这个属天的观念。
That is because that they don't have that the spiritual understanding or insight.
从他们的背景，从他们的成长，从他们对这个世界上面的认识，慢慢就造成了他们的这个观念。
Because maybe from their background or just seeing, following the worldly standard, they have a false understanding of marriage.
结婚是晴天,
单身就是阴天。 Because getting married may be a sunny and clear weather, a day, but being single may be doom and gloom.
所以结婚就是好天气，这个没结婚就是坏天气。
So being married is good weather, and not being married, staying single, is bad weather.
因为那是他们不知道，原来下雨天、大阴天也可以是好天气。
Because they don't understand that a gloomy day and rainy day is also a blessing.
所以在第七章里面，前面他就对了这个单身的弟兄姐妹，他给了这个神的话语的安慰和方向。
So in the first part of chapter 7, Pastor Alex gave encouragement and direction of people that are single.
可是今天呢，不是今天，就是说，但是接下来他同样的对着另外两个层面不同的人，他与他们说话。
But the passages that follow, Paul talks to a different crowd.
在第八节跟第九节里面,
Verse 8 and 9,
保罗说, 我要对着没有嫁娶和 寡妇说话。
To the unmarried and the widows, I say this.
我想我们要对这段经文里面有几点常常会让我们好像产生不是很明确的了解的这几点，我们今天做稍微一点的解释和认识。
So I think we need to clarify a few points in this passage.
当保罗说我对着没有嫁娶和寡妇说话的时候，他是对哪一种人说话？
When he speaks to the unmarried and the widows, who are they?
这寡妇我们很容易了解。
Of course, we know widows.
那当然这个也是讲到这个不论是丈夫或妻子离开的不是离开已经过世的人，所以他们就变成独身。
Of course, they become single widowed because their other half has passed away.
所以他这边提到的还是独身的人，就是没有婚姻的人，对不对？
So of course, this also they're categorized as single.
可是他讲到这个没有嫁娶的人是哪一种人呢？
But what about to the unmarried? What kind of people are they?
事实上，这里讲到没有嫁娶的单身的人是曾经结过婚，现在已经没有再结婚的人了。
Actually, this unmarried is actually towards people that have divorced and now remain single.
这里不是讲到从来没有结婚的人。
It's not referring to people that have never been married.
那为什么我们可以知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为你看第八节的时候，他提到这一等人，单身的人，他说你没有嫁娶和寡妇，是不是？
Because here it says to the unmarried and the widows.
可是呢第34节的时候他就特别提到，他说妇人和处女也有分别，没有出嫁的人。34
And then because in verse 34 it says and the unmarried or betrothed woman.
Yeah, the betrothed means people who have never been married, right? So actually their verge, some translation translates that word as virgins.所以这边就讲到这个没有嫁娶的第34节讲到没有嫁娶的 OK 或者是这个处女或者是没有出嫁的人。
And in verse 34 when it's talking about the unmarried or or betrothed woman、
yeah. 所以从第34节跟这第八节里面我们看我们就了解他讲的这个 unmarried 的没有嫁娶的不是那个没有结婚的单身的人，是结了婚但是现在已经没有婚姻的人。
So in comparison, when you read verse 34 compared to verse 8, it's two different types of unmarried people. Verse 34 is the unmarried that have never been married, compared to verse 8 are people that have been married but are no longer married.
所以单身有三种状态。
So, being single, there's actually three types.
从来没有结过婚。
The ones that have never been married.
结了婚可是离婚了。
Ones that have been, that was married and divorced.
结了婚可是你的配偶过世了。
Or, you were married, but now, your other half has passed away.
那所以第八节里面保罗就说我想要对这些其他单身的人就是这个离了婚或者是 你的这个配偶过世的人说。
So, in verse 8, he'sTalking to the unmarried and the widows that remain single.
他说你们本来是有婚姻，现在你们独身了。我盼望你们能够跟我一样。
So he's saying that you were once married, but now you're single. I wish that you would be like I am.
这也就是为什么我们我认为保罗事实上是结过婚的人。
That's why sometimes we can speculate that Paul may have been married in the past.
圣经没有讲得很明白。
It doesn't explain that very clearly in the Bible.
可是我们知道在保罗的整个事工当中他从来没有提到他的太太过。
But we know that in all of in Paul's writings, he never referred to, never talks about his wife.
那当然也不可能保罗因为事工的缘故就这个这个长年累月的他就不回家从他不管他太太这是不可能的。
But of course, we can say that it's probably not possible that he just if he was married, he just leaves his home, leaves his wife at home and goes out on all his missionaries.
当然，因为他是那当然他一个犹太人的身份，又是法利赛人，又是在犹太的公会里面是一个做领袖的，所以他肯定是有一个妻子的，而且这妻子是犹太人。
Of course, we know that he's a Jew. He's also a Pharisee and a leader among the Jewish committee. Then we know that he must be married.
所以当他说，我盼望你们这些人跟我一样的时候，那可能他的妻子是在他那个年轻的时候过世了。So
when he says here in verse 8, to the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am, then it's possible that his wife may have passed away.
那这个了解和认识事实上对我们来说是有意义的。
And of course, this understanding is beneficial to us.
保罗他虽然是圣灵的启示写下了这些神的话关于婚姻的这个教导。
Of course, we know that under the direction of the Holy Spirit, he wrote these words down.
可是他不是一个对婚姻没有认识、没有了解、没有经历过的人。
But he is not someone that has never experienced or doesn't have any understanding of marriage.
这是神的恩典。That
is God, through God's grace.
在我们当中如果没有结过婚的人，我们想要去跟帮助那些我们爱的，但是在婚姻当中有问题的人，你没有结过婚，就很，就你再怎么样的愿意去帮助他们，也很难的设身的处境去想到他们所面对到的问题，是不是？
Because if you yourself have not been married, even though out of your own love and you want to help married couples that are having problems, it's very hard for you.
你想要让那些结了婚的朋友了解到你对婚姻概念的这种憧憬和这种对他们完美的盼望和那个爱和喜乐，你没有结过婚，你跟他们讲，他们就说我听不进去啊，你不懂，你不了解。
Because if you have never been married and you want to go help and counsel people that have been that are married with problems, they wouldn't want to listen to you.
可是神在他的恩典当中，保罗结过婚。
But because of God's grace, Paul was once married.
他知道当中的喜乐、愉悦、酸甜、苦辣。
And he knows all of the good and bad and all the experiences that come with marriage.
但是他同样也知道独身的恩赐和他的美好。
But he also understands the blessing and the goodness to remain single.
所以神的圣灵使用保罗他的这个生命，让他在讲神的话的时候，弟兄姐妹，让我们能够是这么贴心的，能够去认识、了解，并且产生共鸣。
But because we know that Paul has this understanding and he has experienced it, we can have a close and intimate understanding when we read these words that are from him.
所以保罗就说，同样的，他说你们现在单身了，单身有单身的祝福，单身有单身的好处，你们可以保持单身啊。So
he's saying to the unmarried and the widows that there is a blessing and there is goodness to remain single, and you should remain single.
那有些基督徒就说，对啊，我们要禁欲，因为你看这个情欲所带来的这么多的后果。你看今天的这个色情的泛滥，今天这个世上的这个奸淫发生的太频繁了，这是不荣耀神的。那我们就完全的禁欲，我就永远不要再碰一个这个异性。
So then some people may take it to the extreme that I need to remain celibate because look at all of the wickedness and the temptation the sin that is brought having relationships.
可是保罗说, 但是如果你因为独身而使得你自己有这种所谓的欲火攻心，就是这个在你的情欲上面，你反而使得你去犯罪，那你就应该去结婚，你不需要禁止自己。But
in verse 9 he explains, but if you cannot exercise self-control, then you should marry.
你看到了吗，弟兄姐妹？
You see it very clearly.
我们有的时候觉得神的话，我们不敢去读神的话，或不愿意去读神的话，因为我们觉得神的话好像是一个这个枷锁，手铐脚镣，给我这样子控制住。
Sometimes we're afraid or reluctant to read God's word because we feel that God's word is like chains that restricts us.
婚姻是我的，我为什么？那我读了圣经，变成神的话要告诉我，我不可以做什么。Then
if I read God's word, it's always telling me not to do something.
弟兄姐妹，这是我没有了解到，事实上神的话是告诉我们他的心意，对我们爱和释放的心意。
But we need to understand, well, God's heart and His revelation in His Word is so that He can liberate us and
神,
give us freedom.
神不要我们犯罪啊。
He doesn't want us to commit sin.
可是他说，你看你独身也好，可是如果你有这个需要，你就去结婚，这也是好的。So
what Paul is saying here is, it is good for you to remain single, but it is also good for you to marry. It's better for you to marry.
然后呢，他在第十节、第十一节，他就转过来对那已经结了婚的信徒说话。So
then in verse 10, he directs his attention to the married.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是信主的，你看这是信主的，这是神的儿女。And
this is for believers, for God's children.
他说，如果你们已经婚姻已经嫁娶了。 这不但是他所说的，他特别讲了，主耶稣基督的教导里面有很清楚的说到了什么呢？妻子不可离开丈夫。Verse
10, to the married, I give this charge, not I, not Paul, but the Lord Jesus Himself. The wife should not separate from her husband.
对，他说你如果离开了，你不可以再嫁，要不然的话，你就要同丈夫和好。
The wife should not separate from her husband. If she does, she should remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband.
当然这段这个主耶稣基督的这段教导是在马太福音第十九章讲得很清楚。And
Jesus' teaching and instructions are recorded in Matthew chapter 19.
主耶稣基督说，神所设立在一起，神所带在一起的人不可以分开。 Those who God joins together, men ought not to separate. 是不是? 然后主耶稣基督也讲到了这个在创世的时候神就是造男造女。
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, what therefore God has joined together, let not man separate.
然后呢,主耶稣基督也说,如果你离了婚,然后你又再嫁或再娶,那你就是犯了奸淫了。
And says, if you have divorced and then you remarry again, then you have committed adultery.
所以如果我们已经在婚姻当中了，我们就不可以离开。So
if you've already committed and you are in a marriage, then you should not separate.
可是你看，因为这些是什么？这些是外邦人的信徒，他们本来不知道这些的。
But of course, this is a message to the Gentiles, so they didn't understand this.
所以他们接受了福音了，成为神的儿女，可是他们已经在这样的一个情况当中了。Because
they have now received, they were already married, and now that they have received Jesus, so now they're in this predicament.
整个社会，整个文化都说你可以，你不喜欢在一起，你可以离开的。Well,
all of society tells you that if you don't like your situation, you can change it.
所以他们也许虽然信主了，可是他们仍然离开了。
So even though they're believers, they still separated.
可是神说，好，您在这样的情形之下，那你不要再嫁，你不要再娶。But
the Lord says, well, if you're in this predicament, don't remarry.
要不然的话，你可以回去与你的这个前配偶你和好。Or
you can be reconciled with your unbelieving spouse.
弟兄姐妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
今天婚姻之所以会 破裂到一个地步，要分开的这个地步。
Today, marriage has come to a point where it's so broken that people need to split up.
我知道没有人愿意要离开，离婚。
Of course, nobody wants to split up and separate.
可是我们从人的层面来说，我们尽了多再大的努力也好，这有一些破裂的这个伤痕，就是没有办法复合。从人的层面来讲。
So from God, from man's perspective, there are things that cannot be amended or fixed.
可是当我们知道原来我们的婚姻是神在当中掌控，他是王，他是有权柄的，他是能够修复的，他是能够重新使我们恢复的神的时候。
But when we come to understand that marriage is designed and planned by God, then you'll know that He can also restore and fix the problems in your marriage.
神不是说你们两个就是没有办法凑在一起，但是你硬要把自己用绳子用锁链靠在一起，你就是不能分开，表面上再怎么样，你心里面再怎么样不合，你表面上一定要在一起，这不是神的心意。
But God's heart is not to force you guys to be together and lock you guys or chain you guys up so that you guys can be together.
神的心意是说，你之所以可以复合，你之所以甚至可以回去与那个你信主的配偶能够在离婚之后还能够回复，因为主耶稣基督已经拯救了你，他也已经赎回了不但是你个人并且是你的婚姻。
But the reason why you can restore the relationship and reconcile the relationship with your other half after a marriage is becauseyou come to understand that God can do all things and restore and reconcile you two.
而且这不是只是婚姻表面上的结合，这是你心和你的灵和你的情感和你的思想意念的重新的组合，弟兄姐妹。
And it's not just a on the surface, but it's also the heart and the spirit have, you can reconcile with the other half.
从前没有神的时候，我们不知道怎么样在我们的婚姻当中经历神那美好完美的配合，可是今天因为主耶稣基督，弟兄姐妹，我们可以在我们的婚姻当中重新的能够去经历神。
Before believing in Jesus, you can never experience that joy and that the perfect plan of marriage within God's plan.But now, after believing in Jesus, you can actually experience God's plan of restoration and reconciliation.
那当然，如果我们现在是属神的儿女，夫妻都是基督徒。
But of course, if both are children of God and believers,
这边就讲得很清楚，妻子不可离开丈夫，丈夫也不可离开妻子。
A woman not ought to leave her husband, and a husband not.Ought to leave his wife.
弟兄姐妹，这个世界上面，这个社会上面，离婚是一个家常便饭。
In this world and in society today, divorce is nothing unusual.
爱就在一起，不爱就分开。
If you love each other, stay together. If you don't love each other, just split up.
今天许多人在结婚的时候就想到离婚的时候要怎么分财产。
And a lot of people already think about how they're going to split up their possessions or their wealth after they divorce.
或者有些人就说何必结婚呢？干嘛喜欢在一起，不喜欢分开？何必再去搞一个结婚、离婚这样繁复的手续？
Or if you love each other, we'll just stay together. And why go through the process of marriage?
这是实在是非常负面的一种心态，对不对？是一种让人很沮丧的一种心态。
Of course, that's a very negative negative attitude. Yeah.
可是我们属神的儿女，弟兄姐妹。
But those of us that belong to God,
弟兄姐妹，我们属神的儿女。
Those of us that belong to
God,
within a marriage,
离婚这个词或这个动作是我们不存在的。
The term divorce or the action of divorce should not be present.
婚姻当中会有问题。
Of course, there'll be problems and challenges within a marriage.
有的时候我们碰到问题大到一个地步，我们真的会觉得想要放弃。
Sometimes the challenges are so great that you just want to give up.
我们尽了我们最大的努力了，可是已经走投无路，甚至不是我的问题，是对方的问题。
I've already come to, I've tried everything, I've given all of my efforts, but now it's not my problem, it's the other person's problem.
这个社会上面的人, 甚至我自己的家人, 我的朋友, 他们都支持我离婚。
And even my own family, my friends, and the people around me, if they all encourage me to divorce.
这社会上面的法律允许我可以去离婚。
And today's laws allows and permits us to divorce.
可是弟兄姐妹, 当我们走到这个地步的时候,
But, dear brothers and sisters, when we come to this point,
当我们人走到自己的极限的时候,
when we come to our own limits,
弟兄姐妹, 是我们要到神的面前去领受神那从属天而来的力量和他的祝福的时候啊,
That is the time when we go before the Lord and receive His supernatural blessing.
我会想要离开,
I want to separate.
可是神他可以扭转我,
But God can change me.
因为我的生命是属于他的,
because my life belongs to Him.
我愿意让神,
I'm willing to have Jesus as the authority over my life.
他是那战胜死亡的主,
He is the one that conquered death. The Lord that conquered death. He changed me from being hopeless to one with hope.
本来我自己就是救不了我，我没有办法从罪恶当中走出来。可是主耶稣基督他已经成就了这赎罪的事工。
I can never save myself, but my Lord Jesus has done it for me.
所以婚姻是神所赐给我的。
So marriage is a gift to me from God.
是不是我在婚姻当中，这个婚姻就是神所赐给我的祝福。
And my marriage is a gift from God, a blessing from God.
所以离婚，我离婚这个概念是不会存在的，因为离婚就是我不要神给我的祝福。
Because then, if you talk about, that's why divorce is should not be present in our vocabulary as God's children. Because when we divorce, we are saying we don't want this blessing or this gift from God.
我要主来拯救更新我的心思意念，我要求主来改变更新我的配偶的心思意念。
I want God to renew my heart and my mind, and also renew my spouse's heart and mind.
弟兄姐妹，这种祷告是合神心意的祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, this type of prayer pleases the Lord.
这种祷告是神会听的祷告。
And this type of prayer God listens to.
这种祷告是让我们能够看见神在人的生命当中起了实际的改变的祷告。
That is a prayer that we can see with our own eyes a change.
这是让世人能够看见属神的儿女，主耶稣基督的教会是那圣洁蒙恩是有盼望的生命的见证。
And this is a witness to the world that we belong to God.
接下来的第12到第16节，保罗。 就说我知道你们当中婚姻里面有这样的一个情形，就是一个是信主的，一个是不信的。
From verse 12 to 16, here is talking to one person in the marriage is a non-believer.
是不是他说如果有一个弟兄有一个不信的妻子，或他说如果有一个妻子有了一个不信的丈夫？
He's referring to or talking to a wife with an unbelieving husband or a husband with an unbelieving wife.
他说你们在这样的情形之下，你那信主的人也不可以离开，离弃你的不信的配偶。
Here he is saying that if you are a believer, you cannot leave the unbelieving husband or wife.
这讲到的是第一代的信徒，是不是？
We're here, we're talking about first generation believers.
因为你不一定是夫妻两人同时信主的，可能是夫妻当中一个先信主，可是另外一个配偶还没信。
Because this could be you have become a believer and your spouse is not a believer yet.
甚至今天也会，我相信有人会有这样的想法，我今天得救了，我是基督徒。
Some people may think that today I'm a believer because I received Jesus.
那我这个不信的配偶，他那个。 你看那个人做事那个样子就是没道德没水准，他也没神。
Then you may judge your unbelieving spouse because look at he doesn't know God and he is
he's corrupt. Class, yeah, he has a bad personality. He's corrupt. He's a sinful, and he's godless. So 那刚好嘛，没道德、没水准、没神。那刚好趁机会就把他离掉好了。
Well, it's reasonable because my spouse is unbeliever. He's corrupt. He's wicked. He's a sinner. Then of course I should leave him.
或者他会觉得说，我跟着这样的一个不幸的一个罪人在一起，那是不是我自己受到他的污染呢？
Or would I be affected by being with a sinner?
可是呢，你看，保罗说，你如果你的配偶仍然要跟你在一起，因为婚姻是神的设定，因为婚姻是神在掌权，所以他说第十四节，不幸的丈夫或不幸的妻子会因为你而成为圣洁。
But in verse 14, because God is in control of marriage and it's God's design for marriage, verse 14 says, for the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband.
一个信徒跟一个不信的配偶在一起所组成的婚姻结的结合和组成的家庭，会因为你这位神的儿女而受到神的祝福和神的恩典。 包括你的配偶，不幸的配偶，包括你的孩子。Yeah, so in a household, in a marriage where one is married to an unbeliever, your unbelieving spouse and your children will receive the blessing, and you will become that channel of blessing in that household. 你这位属神的人，你会成为你的家中神祝福永留的一个管道。So
because you are a believer, you will be a conduit of God's blessing to your unbelieving spouse or children.
第十六节，神甚至说：“你看，你这个做妻子的、做丈夫的，你怎么知道你不能？” 因为你的生活的见证而拯救了你的配偶呢?
So in verse 16, for how do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife?
弟兄姐妹，这里不是讲到一个还没有结婚的人，然后一个基督徒要去找一个不信的人去结婚。
Now this is not talking about a believer going to seek someone that is a non-believer to marry.
圣经里讲得很清楚，保罗自己也讲得很清楚，信跟不信的是不要同父一轭的。In
the Bible, it talks about that you should not be unequally yoked.
当你还没有一个婚姻的这个结合之前,
before you are in union in marriage,
你要得到神的祝福，你就要在主里面找到一位弟兄，找到一位姊妹，一同的在神的面前结合，然后奔走天路，组成家庭。And
you need to find someone else, a brother or a sister in Christ, to be united with them in marriage under God, so that you can walk God's path together as husband and wife.
但是你今天已经信主了。
But today you are a believer.
你也在这个婚姻，记得婚姻是神的设立，是神的祝福。And
you are in a marriage, and you know that marriage is God's plan and design and God's blessing.
那你仍然要在神的设立和祝福之中来耕耘你的婚姻。Then
under the God's blessing and design, you need to live out this marriage.
Right. 然后你要让神使用你，成为你那不幸的丈夫或妻子，和带领你的孩子的这个祝福神恩典的管道。And
you want to be the conduit of blessing from God to your unbelieving husband, wife, or children.
我曾经跟一对夫妻谈过话。And
I spoke to a married couple.
他们说他们都是基督徒。And
they were both believers.
也信主多年。They
were believers for many years.
可是呢，婚姻到一个地步，他们也有孩子，孩子都年纪小。可是他们说，我们到一个地步，我们已经，我要分开了。And
they also have young children, and they've come to a point where they can no longer be together and they need to separate.
他们的问题很大,
they had a huge challenge.
他们一定要分,
they need to separate.
可是呢, 我最后我就跟他们说, 可是你们结婚, 这是在神的面前的一个誓约, 是不是?
But in the end, I told them that marriage is a commitment before the Lord.
我说，毕竟这是你们在神面前给的一个誓约，你彼此不喜欢，可是你在神的面前，你仍然是这个敬畏他的，是不是？他们说我是敬畏神，没错。And
they've made that commitment, and they agreed that they made that commitment before the Lord.
可是呢，这位妻子，她想了一想，她跟我回答说。 可是我们当时结婚的时候不在教会结婚的。But
his wife responded and said, "Well, when we were married, we were not married in a church."
所以他可以离开。So
that's why I can leave and separate.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有在教会里面结婚？你结婚的时候是不是基督徒？那都是过去的事情了。Whether
if you're married at a church or if you're married when you are a believer, that's all in the past.
但是今天你如果是属于神的儿女。
But today, if you are a child of God, we need to know that marriage before the Lord is precious. God wants to use these challenges to show His great power.
14节 里面，这个十三节里面，在这样的情形当中，唯一可以仍然离婚的这个理由，就是那不幸的配偶执意要离开。The
only exception to the rule is in verse 15 is if the unbelieving partner wants to separate.
对，第十五节讲到，就是那不信的人执意要离开。
In verse 15, if the unbelieving partner separates, let it be so.
因为那不信的人，他们不了解婚姻在神面前的尊贵和这个婚姻是神所设立的，并且他不知道原来这个婚姻是神借着这个婚姻让他的恩典和祝福能够永留的管道。Because
they don't understand that marriage is God's design, plan, and a blessing, and they don't understand that the blessing and the promises of God can flow through their believing spouse.
弟兄姐妹，一般这段经文的分段都是从第八节分到第十六节。Typically,
this passage is separated from verse 8 to 16.
可是今天为什么当这个信息的时候，你看见我说这段经文我们要从第七节看到第十七节呢？
But why are we studying starting from verse 7 to 17?
我们现在来，因为我们就用第七节和第十七节来做这个结尾。
So we'll conclude by looking at verse 7 and 17.
第七节说，我愿意众人像我一样，只是个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。Verse
7, Paul says, I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another.
第十七节同样的，他怎么说？要照主所分给个人的和神所造个人的而行。
And then in verse 17, only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
单身是恩赐,
singleness is a gift.
这个婚姻是恩赐,
marriage is a gift.
你信主了，可是你的配偶还没有信这个。
You are a believer, but your spouse is an unbeliever. That is still a gift and a blessing. But today, your unbelieving spouse wants to separate.
无奈的环境当中，仍然我们看见神会给我们恩赐来过我们的生活。
Even during this challenge, you can still see that you can still see
the blessing,
the blessing of God
fill in our hearts. 今天我们的配偶不幸的离世。
And today maybe our spouse has passed away.
是的，我独身。
So that now I am single.
可是我的生活重心、生活重点和我生活的丰富，并不是从一个人而来的，是从主耶稣基督而来的。
But the fullness and the completeness of my life does not come from another person. It comes from the Lord.
如果都是神所赐的
，If everything comes from God，
都是好天气。
It's always good weather.
那要看我们怎么样子去过，和怎么样去享受这个好天气。
It's how we enjoy this good weather.
独身是恩赐
，Singleness is a gift.
婚姻也是恩赐
，And marriage is also a gift.
哎，有些弟兄姐妹怕得到独身的恩赐。
Some people are afraid of the gift of singleness.
他说：“神的恩赐我都要，就不要独身的恩赐。”
I want all of God's gift except for singleness.
可是你知道这个结婚的人就是恩赐吗
？But is the married person a gift?
你有结婚的恩赐吗
？Do you have the gift of being married?
这个答案要问你的配偶。
You need to ask your spouse.
你回去问问你的配偶，你觉得我有没有结婚的恩赐
？You need to ask your spouse, do I have the gift of marriage?
因为你如果有结婚的恩赐，你的婚姻是全世界最好的，你的那个配偶是对你是完完全全的，是享受的，是高兴的，是只说赞，大拇指，你这个太棒了。
And if you have that gift, your spouse would give you a thumbs up.
如果你没有婚姻的恩赐，是不是你该独身呢
？Then if you don't have that gift in marriage, should you be single?
弟兄姐妹，不论什么环境
，whatever circumstance you're in，
我们的生命是在主耶稣基督当中得到丰富的。
Our fulfillment in life comes from the Lord。
神要我们借着我们的环境、我们的生命，能够去更多的认识他，更多的经历他。
In whatever circumstance, God wants us to draw near to Him。
这是神的话，今天给我们的安慰。
This is the encouragement from God's word.
对，这是神今天的话给我们的鼓励。
The comfort and encouragement.
这是神给我们前面的一个这个应许。
And this is a promise of God.
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless His own word.